This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 330 for Wednesday, March 30th. Ice canola futures are mostly lower on Wednesday in a bout of volatile trading that's seen the oilseed bounce back and forth. The May canola contract dips 20 cents at $1,134 per ton. The July contract is down $2.50 at $1,110.70 per ton, while new crop November is up $1.30 at $9.61.30. A trader says canola is dysfunctional and has been like that for about the last month. He explains that when the Chicago soy complex increases, canola generally goes down and vice versa. He expects this to carry on for the time being and perhaps into harvest. Canola is getting support today from strong upticks in the soy complex and European rapeseed. However, declines in Malaysian palm oil are weighing on values. Global crude oil prices are swinging higher as the markets don't believe Russian pronouncements of scaling back their efforts to take Kyiv and other Ukrainian cities. That means crude is again lending support to edible oils. The Canadian dollar is higher this afternoon, with the loonie at 80.17 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 79.94. The United States Department of Agriculture says there's a private sale of 128,000 tons of new crop soybeans to Mexico. Tomorrow, the USDA will issue its grain stocks and planting intentions reports. U.S. soybean stocks are expected to increase by nearly 22% at 1.9 billion bushels compared to March 2021. Corn stocks are to edge up 2.4% at about 7.9 billion bushels. As for planted acres, U.S. soybeans are to expand by 1.8% from last year at 88.7 million. Corn acres are to downsize 1.5% at 92 million. Wheat acres are to see moderate increases for spring, winter, and durum. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are bouncing back from yesterday's losses. The May contract gains 21 cents at $16.64 per bushel. May soy oil rises almost 0.6 of a cent at 72.22 U.S. cents per pound. May soy meal is up $7.10 at $4.73.10 per short ton. Corn futures are stronger on Wednesday as the May contract advances 12 cents at $7.38 per bushel. Chicago oats are stronger as well, with the May contract gaining 11.5 cents at $7.30. The U.S. wheat complex takes back a good chunk of yesterday's losses, with Chicago May rising 13 cents at $10.27. Kansas City May jumps 20 cents at $10.44.5. And Minneapolis May rises 18 cents at 10.61. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, March 30th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.